The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with 2 feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Truth. Pilate asks at the trial of Jesus, "What is truth?" Many in today's world ask, "What is truth?" Because truth can be one of two things. Either it is objective or it is subjective. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus' attitude is it is objective. And yet we hear, "What is truth? Your truth might not be my truth. What's true to one person might not be true to another." This cloudiness, this distortion of truth into something less than what it is, leads to all sorts of things that are not right. Truth is truth. In the Old Testament reading today, the Lord gave his spirit to Moses and spread it out among 70 elders, two of whom were not there at the time. So when they received the spirit of the Lord, Joshua, son of Nun, comes and says, "Moses, my Lord, stop them. Don't let them prophesy. They can't be telling the truth. They can't be teaching in your name." And Moses answers, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all." When we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost, we remember that the Lord came down on those 12 apostles and the others, and they prophesied, and they spoke in tongues, and they spoke with power of the great glory of God. Would that we all had that gift. Would that we all were prophets. Would that the Lord would come down on this whole world and make it spiritual and wholesome and good, virtuous and holy. In our epistle to St. James today, James admonishes those who really are selfish, that hoard, that keep things for themselves, to take into account the awful judgment at the last day. You have stored up treasure for those last days, But behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. He speaks of the judgment of the Lord. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned others. You have murdered the righteous one, Jesus, and he offers you no resistance. Jesus, who was before Pilate, heard Pilate say, "What is truth? What is truth?" In the gospel today, Jesus is told by his disciples that someone was driving out demons in his name. We tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. Jesus says, "Do not prevent him. No one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." Many times we behave as the opposite. If they're not with us, they're against us. And we make that judgment about people all the time. When we pass through malls or any other stores, or we go out to an amusement park, we have a constant battle in our heads about which people are the good people and which people are the bad people. And we might do that at our workplace or throughout the day, which ones come into the restaurant are good, which ones are bad. And we divide out. But the Lord says, whoever is not against us is for us. That's a much more positive way to look at things. But does the Lord say there's no repercussion for being evil? No, he says things that sound absurd. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one hand, one foot, or one eye than with all of your members to be thrown into Gehenna. When people say Jesus never condemns and never says that anyone will go to hell, he speaks of Gehenna. Gehenna is the garbage pit outside of the walls of Jerusalem. It burned constantly, and its stench was horrid. He compares that to the everlasting judgment. Their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. Praised be Jesus Christ, that his word is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Those of us here today are here not because we are discouraged, but because we are uplifted by the words of the Lord. We hear his truth. We know his voice. Come to me, all who travail and are heavy laden. We know that he tells us to pick up our cross each day and follow him. And we know that he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." We know and trust and hope that everything we do here on Sunday will be integrated into our lives in such a way that we enter more and more deeply into the mystery of the Mass, into its power to work miracles in our lives. Not only do we expect the miracle of the transformation of the bread and the wine into his body and blood, but we expect a miracle in ourselves of a transformation into his body and blood, so that we can go out and be the bread for the world, be Jesus' hands, be his feet, be his eyes. Jesus never, ever speaks a lie to us. But there are those that do speak lies to us. Jesus refers to him as the great liar, the accuser, Satan. We know that sometimes we look out at the world and we see evil about. But we'd really have no fear, because when Jesus was raised up on that cross, he died for us so that we do not have to have eternal death. He died for us so that we could understand his truth. He died for us to consecrate us in the truth. So as we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass today, let us pray fervently that he gives us more and more of his Holy Spirit, that we become his body and blood in the world, and that we are consecrated in the truth, just as his word is truth. May we come to that day where we hear his joyful voice, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world."